Thanks very much for that, Courtney. Now over to Michael Whitehead, who's going to round out a number of the key commodities. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mark. Let's take a look at a few commodities today and some quite different ones, and particularly with some figures just having come out from the Australian government on a range of Australian agricultural sectors. Grain is obviously always one of the biggest ones, and we've just seen the latest update from the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics, which we all know as ABARES, on how the previous crop looked, but also on their forecast already, and it sounds a long way away, but it's getting closer, at the 2024 and 2025 crop. So let's look at what we've just come out of. Their forecast as of March 2024 is that the Australian crop was around 54 million tonnes. Now that includes all grains grown in Australia, all oil seeds and all pulses as well. We can look at this number in two ways. With the silo half full or glass half full way of looking at it, this would be the fifth largest crop that Australia has ever produced. And that's of no disappointment to most croppers or grain handlers. If you look at it the other way, the silo half empty, it does represent a fall of about 30% over what had been the crop the previous year. Although it has to be said that the past 2 years prior to the most recent one had excellent growing conditions, and this year had gone back to, let's say, average growing conditions. We also saw out of these figures an interesting breakdown between states. For example, we saw in WA and in Queensland, their overall crop production fall by around 45% each. WA being one of the biggest producers, if not the biggest cropper in Australia, and Queensland being by far one of the smaller because it's more a cattle state. South Australia and New South Wales, their cropping production fell by 30%. In Victoria, which arguably got less dry patches and good rain, things only went down by about 6%. But what is also interesting is that those big drops that I just mentioned in production weren't reflected in the amount of acreage. So all states still grew and harvested about the same acreage as they had the year before. So what can we tell from that? We can tell, once again, that the seasons have gone from being optimal to average, but it also sets a challenge. It says to the industry, right, on about the same amount of ground, you produced a lot less in an average season. So here's the challenge, to keep finding ways to produce more in an average season and to produce it sustainably as well. It's also interesting that we saw the biggest falls in wheat and canola, about 30% over the previous 2 years, less so in barley. Although, once again, let's look at that in context. That is because there had been big surges in wheat and canola, and there hasn't been as much barley grown as over the past few years. The prices of wheat and canola have made them more attractive. So what about looking forward? What are we thinking, and what's ABARES thinking, that the crop could look like in 2024-25, the crop that will go in soon and that will be harvested around the end of this year and flowing into 2025? ABARES is predicting a crop increase, and they are saying 9%. Now, it's interesting to try and read their minds as to why it would go up to 9%, and that's probably because if you chart it, that would be where it went on average growth. Australian crop production goes up and down markedly based on droughts and based on good weather, but a 9% increase going into the coming year would be about average growth, but remains to be seen. A lot of people in the industry think it could be a lot better because there's been good rain over the last few months, despite the predictions of an El Nino. It didn't happen in most areas, and the weather was good. And going forward over the growing season for crops in 2024, there is a forecast for good rain. The other thing that ABARES is predicting is that there could be a big jump in some crops, some of the lesser known ones, whether it's oats, lupins and triticale. They could climb by anything from 25% to 60%, although that would be to bring them back into line with average growth. So as far as crops go in Australia, so much of the price depends on what's happening around the world. And let's have a quick think about what's happening globally in ag. In where we sit here in the early part of 2024, wheat prices particularly have fallen to their lowest level in 4 years. Now, that could be looked at as a concern, but needs to be looked at in other ways. The first question is, why have wheat prices gone down? And it comes to one word largely, and that's Russia. Russia has had being a major wheat grower, a very good production year, and it is also seeing a big increase in exports, up to about 51 million tonnes. Once again, to put that in context, that is well clear of all other exporting countries. It is about one quarter of all global exports. It is 2.5 times what Australia exports. The other thing about Russia exporting is that they desperately need hard currency coming in. So they're saying to big wheat buyers around the world, we will lower the price to make it more attractive to make sure you buy it. Now, this could last for a while if Russia has another good season, and that could mean that wheat prices stay where they are for the time being. It's also interesting to note on a world grain basis that the US corn crop has also been very good. And why this matters is that means there's an ample amount of feed grain in the world, corn competing with wheat in some points, so that keeps prices down. But the other way to look at global prices is that maybe things are just a return to normal. We see wheat prices spike now and then over the years, and we think, wow, things are going well, but we forget that it's temporary. We've seen wheat prices spike in 2008 and 2012 and then 2021 for different reasons, whether it was a lack of supply at the time, whether it was drought at some times in 2021, whether it was the COVID uncertainty, and more recently around the Ukraine uncertainty. So we are now seeing global prices down, but in a way, we have to look at it and say, perhaps for the time being, this is a return to normal, and this is where prices may stay for some time going forward. So that's cropping.